Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. It is Tuesday, November 1. 1 week from now, Americans will line up and wait, if you haven't already voted, to vote in the next president of these great United States of America. I don't know about you, but I can't wait for it to be over. And yet at the same time, there's a part of me that thinks, oh my stars, my kids and my future kids will be impacted by this election far more than I will be. And that makes it so much more significant. So I trust that you'll be praying about America and the outcome that is ahead as we head toward this last stretch, this last week before we get to Election Day. With that in mind, let's take a look at one piece of scripture today, something amazingly simple. Most of us have heard the story before, but maybe this will help us on some of what we need to do between now and then. The scripture says in Luke chapter 5, verse 6, when they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. In other words, these guys, they had been fishing and caught nothing. Now, in Jesus' day, when you fished on the Sea of Galilee, you fished predominantly at night because it was easier. The fish would come to the surface and they would come nearer to shallow water. And so they had been fishing clearly all night. And at this point, they had not caught anything. But let's drop back for a minute. There was this guy who'd spent a fruitless day fishing. I mean, getting nothing. In desperation, he picked out 3 fat fish at the local market. And he said to the guy working in the seafood counter, he said, hey, man, before you wrap those, toss them to me one by one. That way, I'll be able to tell my wife I caught them and I'll be speaking the truth. You know what? I think we fishermen must all be alike. Someone has said that the only thing that casts doubt on the miracles of Jesus is that they were all witnessed by fishermen. I have been there. The disciples had been fishing all night. They'd caught nothing. Now, this wasn't a hobby like it is for me or you. It's not like they just went out to Lake Lanier and, man, let's just have a good afternoon on the lake. This was their livelihood. This was their job. This was serious business. The towns around the Sea of Galilee had names, and the names of these towns reflected how important fishing was in the economy. Take like Terrakia, one of the villages that literally meant the place of salt fish. It was probably a place where people worked, and they literally salted fish, packing them and exporting these fish around the world, most specifically to Rome. Bethsaida, meaning fish town. I mean, there were at least 4 fishermen who followed Jesus that had come from this town, and most of the town's men were employed in the fish business. After bringing in the day's catch, fishermen, they still had a long way to go. It wasn't really like us where you cast out, you roll in, you bring the boat up, put it on the trailer, you're done. They had to work hard to try to mend their nets and try to get them prepared so they weren't just always brittle. And you know what? They had a lot of work to do. Washing those nets, repairing and maintaining the boats, trying to preserve the fish and bargain with local merchants to sell or trade it. I mean, these guys worked hard and they worked long, long hours. The fishermen had been fishing all night, nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. And so there they were cleaning their nets and they were probably sitting there griping and complaining and ready to go home because you still have to clean the nets even when you caught nothing. Oh my goodness, they were tired, they were frustrated. I mean, they'd worked all night, they had nothing to show for it. It's like the salesman who's gone for days without a sale. It's like a lawyer who cannot attract a client. They were discouraged, they were disheartened. And then Jesus's request to them must have seemed like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. We have fished all night, now you want me just really plain and simple, just throw it over to the other side, right? Well, you know what? As strange as it seemed, Jesus asked him to go back out in the boat, get in the deeper waters, let down the nets again, and it made no sense. But notice what happened. They did what Jesus asked them to do, and they caught a boatload of fish. Maybe today you need to listen for the divine to give you direction today. Maybe you need to throw your nets to the other side, his side. Maybe instead of controlling your day or your week this week, maybe we're to let him control our day, our hours, our decisions, our relationships, our families this week. Maybe today the prayer sounds like this: Jesus, help me to trust and obey you and let me know where to throw my net. Hey, my friend, it's Tuesday. There's a week to go. Where do you cast your net? See you soon.